Now he says here, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Now the child of God has a responsibility before the world today. Walk in wisdom. Don't be foolish as a child of God. And I repeat this, there's so much pious nonsense today. We have no right, especially before an unsaved world, to make foolish statements and to say that we're trusting the Lord when we're really not trusting Him. Are to do foolish things, not going to the doctor when we should go to the doctor. I tell you, there's a woman right here in Southern California wrote me a letter. She rebuked me for going to the doctor, not trusting the Lord. That's the way she put it. I trusted the Lord. But she says, I have cancer and I'm trusting the Lord. And I don't go to a doctor. I don't guess I need tell you that they buried her not too long ago. And she died of cancer. And the neighbors, I understand, they smile. They said, this Christianity is foolish sort of thing, isn't it? Oh, my friend, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. And that means buying up the opportunities. When you see an opportunity, now you don't force yourself on people, but pray that the Lord leads you. And I wish I had time to tell you today about how the Lord, not only in my life, but so many others that I could tell you about how they just prayed and asked Him to open the door, and He opened the door. But let Him open the door before you and I make the mistake of putting our foot in our mouth. I've knocked on a door many a time as a pastor and stepped in and put my foot in my mouth the very first thing. And I did that so much that I decided I'd do lots more praying about it, because we can make a mistake. He says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. And a great many people think, let your speech be salt. They really sting you with, you know, little sarcastic remarks. But it means always with grace, seasoned with salt. In other words, a child of God should have a conversation that deters evil, not promotes it, should withhold it, you see. And I think it also has in it the idea, don't be boring as a Christian. Oh, the Lord forgive us for being boring as Christians. We ought to be excited about all this, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man.